All right. So last week, we left off in verse 8 as we go verse by verse in the book of Jude. Book of Jude. I think you're marked already, John. I believe. If you need some help getting there, it's in the very back. Let me move his chair out of the way. Book of Jude. Here we go, right here. Yes, sir, you do. It's in the very back. That's John. That's Revelation. We should be there. We are Jude. Okay. We're going to be reading this verse right there. Verse 8.
Okay.
That's where we're going to leave it off at. All right, so we got everybody's on there. Okay, so we left off at verse 8 in the book of Jude. So let's read verse 8 to put ourselves in remembrance of what Jude says. So let's look at verse 8 in the book of Jude. He says, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Jude has been comparing the ungodly men that had crept in unawares that were mentioned back in verse 4. And we read that verse before. And you can go back and read verse 4 if you'd like to. Anyway, that were mentioned back in verse 4 to previous warnings that have been given in God's Word. Now, we left off discussing the word defiled here in verse 8, where Jude says, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. The definition for the word defile is to sully or taint. Since we were not sure what sully or taint meant, we had to look them up as well. To sully means to soil, to spot, to tarnish. The word taint has several definitions, but the one we used last week was to exercise a contaminating influence over, to pervert, as tainted by vile association. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, it was perfect. It was undefiled. This was Adam and Eve's home, folks. The Garden of Eden is where they lived. The Garden of Eden was a godly place created by God for godly people to live. Then one day, Adam and Eve allowed ungodliness to creep in. They allowed leaven to contaminate God's unleavened recipe. God warned them. God told them exactly what not to do and the consequences that would follow if they did. Let's read about the fall of man in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And we got you marked there, John. The very first, Genesis, the very first one in your Bible. Very first book in the Bible. I should have you marked there.
Yeah.
All right, you found it?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. We're going to start at Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman, verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3 says, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So Eve is aware of what God said, right? She knows what God told her. Verse 4 says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, with a little g, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, She took of the fruit thereof. Now, what did God tell her not to do? Don't eat of that tree. What did it just say? What does God's word tell us she did? She took of the fruit thereof. After God told them, no, don't do that. Okay, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now Adam knew not to eat of the tree as well. Verse 7 says, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Adam and Eve chose to listen to the devil instead of God Almighty. I believe this is the same thing that happens today after all the years that have passed by since the fall of mankind. The same thing is going on today. You have a choice to make just like Adam and Eve. Proverbs 3:31 says, envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Adam and Eve chose the way of the oppressor instead of the way of the one who gives us freedom. That's one of the verses we got wrote down on that paper, John. I give you that paper? That big white piece of paper? They chose to let the devil exercise a contaminating influence over them. They chose to listen to the devil pervert the words of God. They became soiled, spotted, and tarnished. They became sullied or tainted, thus defiled. That was our definition for defiled. This defilement of the flesh has been passed down from them to us. We are all related to Adam and Eve, no matter what race, color, or religion you are. You can trace your roots all the way back to Adam and Eve. Genesis 3:20 says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Folks, if you're here living today, you're related to Eve. Our ancestors were related to Eve. Their ancestors were related to Eve. She was the mother of all living. We all inherited their sin. Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing. Another word for unclean is defiled. And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. We are all born defiled, folks. We are all born unclean. How many of you have ever seen a baby come out of the womb spotless? None of us ever have. When I was a young man, I had a job working cattle. And when that cow would give birth to a calf, it would be covered with all kinds of messy, yucky-looking stuff. And the mother cow would have to get it off the calf or it would die. Folks, when we are born, we all have this messy, yucky stuff on us called sin. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned. All. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we die with this messy, yucky sin still covering us, we will be separated from our Creator forever. A while ago, y'all were talking about that. When we go, we go. That's true. We don't have a choice in that matter. But what we do have a choice is where we go when we go. We have a choice where we go when we go. First Corinthians 15:21 says, "For since by man came death," that's Adam. Adam brought sin into the world. The wages of sin is death. "By man came also the resurrection of the dead." Jesus was born in the flesh. He is God reincarnated in the flesh. He was born of a virgin into the flesh. He lived a life here on this earth, but he lived it in the flesh. 1 Corinthians 15:22, the next verse says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." If you do not get all that yucky, messy sin covering off of you, you're still in Adam. When you put your faith in Christ as your Savior, God puts you in Christ. Jesus Christ was perfect. He was sinless. Jesus was not born wearing all that yucky, messy sin. Jesus came in the flesh. He was perfect then. He was perfect when he was here. And he's perfect now when he went back. There was no messy, yucky sin covering Jesus. By believing in the one who was undefiled in the sight of God the Father, we shall be made alive. He was undefiled before. He was born in the flesh. He was undefiled when he was born in the flesh. He was undefiled when he walked this, and as he walked this old defiled earth, he never once became defiled. Jesus was perfect, undefiled. Hebrews 7:24-26. You got that one marked, huh? Hebrews 7:24-26. Hebrews is going back this way, sir. See Hebrews right there. Hebrews. I try to stick these tags out where you can see it. Yeah. Okay. Hebrews 7:24-26. Hebrews 7:24-26. Verse 24 says, "But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood." What Christ did then is not changing today. What does the Bible say? Jesus Christ the same today and forever. You see, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ does not change. "But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore," verse 25, "he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." The Bible says, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That's right, man. Good. That's good. I love to see people knowing the Bible. That's great. I love it when they read the verses with me. Fantastic. "Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." When you put your faith in Christ, you can relax knowing where you're going when the time comes to go meet the Father. Jesus makes intercession for you. Hebrews 7:26. "For such an high priest became us." God in the flesh became us. We're in the flesh. "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. 1 Peter 1:3. You got that one marked too, John. 1 Peter 1:3. You almost there. 1 Peter. Okay. 1:3. Good deal. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Abundant mercy hath begotten us again. We have been reborn. He has given us a new birth. When we put our faith in Christ, we are born again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1:4, 1 Peter 1:4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible, and undefiled, that means not defiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Folks, that's a promise from God right there. That is a promise from God. And I want to tell you, unlike mankind, God keeps his promises. Amen. 1 Peter 1:5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Faith. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's Jesus Christ. We'll close with Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. We're going to close with this. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to tell you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. He says, and he knoweth them that trust in him. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will send his Spirit to live with your spirit. And it's just a blessing. It's a wonderful thing. God's Spirit will help guide you. God looks down and says, that's my Spirit dwelling amongst my child right there. That is my child. You are adopted into the family of God through belief in Christ as your Savior. Folks, if you're not sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, please get that straightened out. Please get that straightened out. The Lord is good. And I promise you, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will not let you down. He will not let you down. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that you've blessed us with, Lord, to come here and share your word, Father. We're so thankful, Lord, for those who have come to hear it, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you are just magnified here, Father. We just pray, Lord, that you are glorified here, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your will, your perfect will be done in these people's lives that are here today, Lord, that's come to hear your word. And we pray, Lord, if there's one here today or watching, Lord, through the internet, Lord, and they don't know for sure that they know Christ as their Savior, Father. If they're questioning, if they have thoughts in their mind that they just might not be saved, they're not for sure, Lord, we just pray, Father, that they would get that straightened out before it's too late, Lord. We sure thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord, for all you do is good, Father. We want to pray for those who couldn't make it here today due to health issues, Lord. We want to pray for Miss Faye, Lord, and her health issues. Pray for Thomas as well, Lord. Just pray for their healing. Pray for our song leader and His healing, Lord. And just all those that are here, Father, we're thankful for the ones who come to hear your word, and we want to pray for those who don't come to hear your word, Lord. They just think that they just have something better to do, Father, than to come and hear your word, Father, and learn from your word. We sure thank you, Father, for all that you do. We just want to ask these things in Jesus' name today, Lord. Amen.